One of the most appealing Christmas traditions is Yola Boka Flod, meaning Christmas book flood, when the people of Iceland exchange new books on Christmas Eve and then spend the night reading while eating or drinking chocolate. However, or whatever you celebrate, giving and receiving books is a wonderful custom, and I hope you find something on the Book Notes review lineup this month that inspires you. For history buffs, there's The Jeffersonians, The Visionary Presidencies of Jefferson, Madison, and Munro by Kevin Gutzman. In our living history, we've had three consecutive two-term presidents, Bill Clinton, George W. Bush, and Barack Obama. In American history, this has only happened once before, with the administrations of Thomas Jefferson, James Madison, and James Monroe, known as the Virginia Dynasty. Gutzman, who has a law degree and a PhD in American history and is professor of history at Western Connecticut State University, details the successes as well as some of the failures of this closely knit group of men who dominated politics in the first quarter of the 19th century. Across the pond and a couple of centuries earlier, there's The Tudors in Love, Passion and Politics in the Age of England's Most Famous Dynasty by Sarah Gristwood, a best-selling author of a number of previously published books about 15th and 16th century history. Why did Henry VIII marry six times? Why did Anne Boleyn have to die? Why did Elizabeth I's courtiers hail her as a goddess come to earth? In answering these questions, Gristwood examines how the rules of romantic courtly love irrevocably shaped the politics and international diplomacy of the period. In the October Book Notes review, I mentioned The Passenger, Cormac McCarthy's first novel in more than a decade. This month saw the release of Stella Maris, described as the masterful coda to The Passenger from the Pulitzer Prize-winning author of The Road. The Passenger is the story of Bobby Weston, a salvage diver haunted by loss and his father's contribution to the atomic bomb. The companion novel focuses on his sister, the 20-year-old Alicia Weston, a math prodigy who is the love of his life. In both novels, McCarthy explores his fascination for math and physics. If you're one of the more than a million followers of This Is Patti Smith on Instagram, you'll want to pick up A Book of Days. Interestingly, even though Patti Smith was such a seminal figure in the 1970s New York City punk rock movement, she labels herself writer on her Instagram page. Now, following on from her award-winning books Just Kids and M Train, this visual Book of Days features more than 365 images and reflections inspired by her Instagram. Please remember that you can find details about this month's Book Notes review on our website, wbjc.com.